Some part of me wanted to hate Tullia for being so hard on me. But by the time we had crossed over the bridge, that voice, I'm happy to say, had been silenced. I was to hear it again from time to time in the future, but I would do my best to ignore it. I was scared to death to be joining the Edharians under these circumstances, but to forge ahead and just do it without leaning on Tullia's or anyone else's shoulder felt better, felt right. As when you just know you're on the right track with a theoretical proof, and all the rest is details. A splinter of the beauty Orlo had spoken of was reaching out toward me through the dark, and I would follow it like a road.
"Do you want to talk to Orlo?"
was Fra Heligastrim's question after I broke the news to him. He wasn't surprised. He wasn't overjoyed. He wasn't anything except tired. Just looking at his face in the candlelight of the old chapter house told me how exhausting the last few weeks had been for him. I considered it. Talking to Orlo seemed like such an obvious thing to do, and yet I'd made no move to do it. Considering how the conversation had gone with Tullia, I was no longer inclined to stay up half the night telling people about my feelings. "Where is he?"
"I believe he is in the meadow with Jezri conducting naked eye observations."
"Then I don't think I'll disturb them," I said. Heligastrim seemed to draw energy from my words. The Fid is beginning to act his age. "Tullia seems to think that he wants me here," I said, and looked around the old chapter house. Just a wide spot in the cloister gallery, rarely used except for ceremonial purposes, but still the heart of the worldwide order, where Sant Edhar himself had once paced to and fro developing his theorics.
"Tullia is correct,"
Heligastrim said. "Then here is where I want to be, even if the welcome is lukewarm."
"If it seems that way to you, it's largely out of concern for your own well-being," he said.
"I'm not sure I believe that."
"All right,"
he said, a bit irritated.
"Maybe some don't want you for other reasons. You used the word lukewarm, not chilly or hostile. I refer now only to those who are lukewarm."
"Are you one of those?"
"Yes. We, the lukewarm, are only concerned
that I won't be able to keep up."
"Exactly."
"Well, even if that's how it works out, you can always come to me if you need to know some digits of pi." Heligastrim did me the courtesy of chuckling. "Look," I said, "I know you're worried about this. I'll make it work. I owe that much to Arcibald and Leo and Tullia."
"How so?"
"They've sacrificed something to make the consent work better in the future. Maybe with the result that the next generation of hierarchs will be better than what we have now, and will leave the Edharians to work in peace."
"Unless," said Fra Heligastrim, "being hierarchs changes them."